Right now on Downtown, they're pleased to welcome back to the studio. He was just, he was just here with us a few weeks back, pre-election. But we put all that behind us, and we're moving on to bigger and better things as we say hello once again to Sean Faircloth. Welcome in, Sean.
Good to be here, although bigger and better, I'm not sure. You'll have to prove that to me.
No question in my mind. So you've written, you're a published author, more than one book prior to this, right? You're a man of the world.
Well, I don't know about that, but the book is about the world, so that part is exciting to me. And for those who go back in Bangor a ways, they remember back when the Maine Discovery Museum first started, I initiated a section of it called Passport to the World, which was bringing the world to children here in Maine. And that's always been an interest of mine, and this book is connected to that ethic.
Yeah, so you've written a book, and it is entitled The Enchanted Globe. By the way, the cover art on this is absolutely beautiful.
Which, by the way, is by Chuck Carter. Some of your listeners may be familiar with him. Chuck was integral in the video game Myst, M-Y-S-T, from back in the 90s. That was a huge hit video game. He lives here in the Bangor area. And yeah, he did the cover art for the book.
So this is aimed at young adults, and it's an opportunity for them to, among other things, learn about the globe and geography, but do some independent thinking, and gosh, maybe even practice a little civil disobedience.
Right, and I'd say the audience really is sort of, I think they call it middle grade, which say you're from second grade to eighth grade, that would be about the sweet spot for this book. And the idea is, yes, to kind of introduce them to the world. Literally, the way the story goes is it takes these children on a fantasy adventure from continent to continent. But the story does, as you alluded to, it begins and ends in Maine, and it evokes some Maine values. I think Maine is known for independent thinking, and particularly we have a connection here in Bangor in particular with Henry David Thoreau, who when he would do things like when he was working on his book, The Maine Woods, spent a lot of time in Bangor where he had family and was here and I think attended services at the Brick Church.
So what prompted you to write a book aimed at a younger audience?
Well, like I say, with the Maine Discovery Museum, I've always been interested in, I think Maine is a special place in the world and offers still, despite whatever troubles we face, a great place to raise a family, a great place for children. We have a fantastically low crime rate, despite some significant problems, nonetheless, compared to other places, a dramatically low crime rate. But oftentimes I will hear from young people, hey, you know, and I'm talking about young people who are maybe, you know, in the 18, 19 range, and older, saying, well, but I want to see this big, wider world out there. And I support that thought. But we also want to have young people here in Maine who have an enriched view of the world and are proud and happy about what we have here, but also kind of had that broad perspective. And that's part of the mission of this book. In a fun way, by the way. I mean, luckily I was very pleased with the Bangor Daily News, called it a really fun book. And that's first and foremost, it's just to be fun. But in the course of that, it offers to young people a wide variety of geographic and kind of connections to maybe thinking what it might be like to be a young person, say, in another culture that's quite different from Maine.
So can you give us a little bit of a plot synopsis?
Sure. These young kids in Maine end up discovering a golden object, which turns out to be the ghost of Eratosthenes, which for those of you who are your trivia fans out there might know Eratosthenes was the founder of the study of geography. But he's kind of a persnickety librarian type in this story, and he is acts as, I guess, their guide. And they have a nemesis, an evil bad guy that they're working against in the story, and they have to vanquish the bad guy. And Eratosthenes brings them throughout the globe, and they have a set of puzzles, if you will, that they need to solve. And in each one, they have to go to each continent. But as I say, the story begins in Maine. In fact, it begins in Bangor, and it ends here. And luckily, I've been honored by a number of educators who said it can kind of serve a purpose for children educationally, in addition to being a fun reader. Actually, that's part of it, is that you know, we've discussed earlier that there's a place, I think there is a place for everybody to memorize every capital in every state. There's a value to that. But sometimes I think young people view geography as just that. And I think while that has its place, that this story kind of offers, let's look at how the world is different, strange, bizarre. And there's a lot of very bizarre, surreal locations in this book, for example, that, as it turns out, are in fact real. And if you're someone who's 9, 10, 11, 12, you might say, that's not real, but it is all real. And it kind of brings to the fore that this is a very strange world we live in, an entertaining world.
Well, and as you're talking about that, you know, I think of my own experience as a teacher, and I know you're from a family of educators, and if you can create stories and tell the stories, whether it's of Maine or America or the world, it just brings the rest of this to life, and suddenly geography isn't just a bunch of names I can't pronounce on a map somewhere. It's these wonderful stories about people and places, and some of them even seeming to be made up because the stories are incredible, even if they're true.
Right. Well, in this story, I mean, we've got, I think, some good, like a really nice, nasty bad guy
McCrab,
who's actually taken from Greek myth, which is a character who has like a face in his belly, which again evokes a character, Blemmyi, I think is the ancient name. That is a nasty, evil character who is the antagonist in this story. And you also have other characters like a Viking who's haunted by a troubled past that he has, and a number of other characters that are appealing. And juxtaposed or sort of inlaid with that are these, like I say, very surreal, where you'd even adults might say, that's not a real thing. But in fact, in the geographic aspects of this book, that part is all real. And so you really get a world tour, if you will, that has resonance that lasts throughout life.
We're talking with Sean Faircloth. His book is entitled The Enchanted Globe. And you know, you've raised three boys yourself. There's nothing that you can do as a parent outside the basics of food, clothing, and sheltering them. But reading to your kids, encouraging them to read, having them read to you as they get older, there's nothing better, and I don't think there's much that can serve them better for their future than introducing them to stories and books at an early age.
And I'd add one more, and that is, I hope, or I try to evoke for my sons, and I hope with this book, a sense of adventure. Like, the idea of this story is there is a nasty bad guy, and there's some good heroes, and there's a real adventure there in terms of straight up fantasy adventure. But this world that we happen to live on for whatever coincidental reason is a fascinating and strange place. And make sure you get out there and enjoy it. Make sure you get out there and see it. And I hope this book helps serve that purpose. And I've been lucky that a number of educators view it as something that could be useful in school curricula.
So if people want to get their hands on this, as well they should, where is the best place to go?
Well, this Saturday at the Briar Patch, we're doing a book signing there at 1 o'clock. And that's when there's a whole bunch of festivities, by the way, that are occurring in downtown Bangor as it happens that same day. So some people might be going to Santa. Others might be going to the various shopping opportunities that are down there. But then you could do that book signing. And at the book signing, there will be a passport that is created for young people that they can take this complimentary passport. They don't even need to buy the book to do this. Get the complimentary passport, and they can go to the Bangor Public Library or the Maine Discovery Museum or both, and there will be geography activities related to the themes in the book that have an enriching and educational value. And another kind of added bonus is Chuck Carter, the video game designer, will also be available because he's talked about a plan for a possible video game based upon this book. And for young people, there might be one or two who have an interest in video games, and they could talk to him about, what would that mean? And talk to him about his earlier work with Myst, his current work with a video game he's working on right now, and then his potential work in terms of what he thinks this book might offer. He kind of views this book as it offers a lot of, as we've mentioned, very strange, bizarre settings, and that would be a good sort of background material for a video game.
All right, so that's 1 o'clock this Saturday at the Briar Patch.
Yes.
Fantastic. Sean?